My guest at this time is Fred Barnes, executive editor of the Weekly Standard. You also know him from the Fox News Channel. We want to get his thoughts now, and remembering his friend and longtime colleague on the McLaughlin Group and just in the Washington journalism community, the passing of a reporter and syndicated columnist Robert Novak today at the age of 78. And Fred, thanks for your time today.
I'm glad to be here. I'm sorry it's such a sad day with Bob Novak, a real icon of American journalism and one of a kind in Washington journalism, dying. You know, I mean, we read many columns by different people, and they're all full of analysis. Every now and then we'll find a little new fact or something we didn't know. But Bob was one of the last of the columnists who actually did extensive reporting. And every one of his columns, it was his goal, and one he usually achieved, was to have every one of his columns have either some big scoop, some big news you didn't know about, or at least a few nuggets of information that you hadn't seen anywhere else. It was a heavily reported column. And after all these years, it became really one of a kind, and now that's gone. It's a great loss to American journalism, great loss to Washington, great loss to conservatives, because Bob was certainly one of them.
Fred, what was it about his style or about his practice of journalism that got him these scoops, these nuggets of information? Mm-hmm. How was he able to dig up facts that others didn't?
He was relentless in many, many different ways. You know, I probably visited his office 100, 150 times. We were very close friends, and we went to all the professional Washington Wizards basketball games for 35 years, sat next to each other. And so we were great friends to go by there. He was always on the phone, always, every time. Every time I visited his office, he was on the phone interviewing somebody. So, I mean, he was just relentless day and night. He was the hardest working guy in journalism, and he was curious. And as I say, he always wanted to have his stories, have some new nugget of information, maybe some big scoop, but at least something that you hadn't seen before or read before or heard about. And that's what made his column so interesting. You know, 3 days a week in the Washington Post, it was the first thing you had to turn to on the editorial page or the op-ed page to read his column. For years, it was with Rolly Evans, his partner, and sure, then after that, just Bob alone.
And, of course, he must have established a rapport with his sources. He was clearly a journalist who could be trusted, since oftentimes the sources weren't necessarily named. There's two very recently that were famous, one with Valerie Plame and the other, a quote from Tom Eagleton back in the 1972 campaign about George McGovern being for amnesty and abortion and anti-war sort of a thing.
Yeah.
So he protected his sources, and I guess they trusted him.
He did, until he wrote his book, Prince of Darkness, many, many years later, and then he revealed that many of course, were people who were long dead, including Senator Tom Eagleton of Missouri. You know, the thing about Bob is he was a conservative, but his sources were not all conservatives. And the reason was that Bob was not partisan whatsoever. He didn't care, choose between Republicans or Democrats. He was a conservative, and he cared if somebody was conservative, and his column certainly reflected a conservative slant, but it wasn't partisan at all. He would attack Republicans with great vigor if he thought they were veering from the conservative path he thought they should be on, and of course he would attack Democrats too. But because he was nonpartisan, he had a huge collection of sources that he'd nourished and nurtured over the years, just so many more than any of the rest of us in journalism could call on.
Fred, Bob was a journalist at a time when Republicans and conservatives were in short supply in Washington, and some have said today that his columns and his ideas, his advocacy almost, were really an important voice in moving forward some ideas that later became quite popular, such as tax cutting.
Yeah, well, certainly that was probably the biggest one in recent years was the notion of supply-side economics, that the deep tax cuts could have a favorable effect on the economy and would generate a lot of revenue on their own. And Bob was for it back in the 70s. He was the guy who made Jack Kemp famous, and both of them were for supply-side economics before Ronald Reagan had ever heard of it. Well, Reagan finally got the word in the late 70s, and supply-side became the economic policy of his administration. But without Bob Novak back in the 70s as the champion of this in column after column, that would never have happened. And so Bob was important not just in getting scoops in his column, but pushing policies that became the law of the land.
And Fred Novak was also kind of a pioneer in an area you know something about, being prominent in print and TV journalism. Despite how the medium kept changing, he was always able to keep up with it. How was he able to do that?
He was a great pioneer in that. You know, when CNN began in the early 80s, who was their first big pundit? It was Bob Novak, and he remained that for about 25 years. Had his own show. He was on. He was also on Crossfire, and a guy who, despite being so much of a print guy and a reporter and a guy trying to dig up new information, when television came along, particularly cable, he fit right in.
In terms of his persona away from the screen, a lot of times people just saw him as kind of the conservative curmudgeon in the three-piece suit, which he didn't necessarily dislike too much. But
No. Look, he fashioned this image of himself as the Prince of Darkness. In fact, when his memoir came out a couple of years ago, and it's a great book, it's entitled The Prince of Darkness. Well, Bob did. He terrified a lot of officials in Washington, no question about that. But if you were a friend of his, and I was for many, many years, you know, he was just the kindest guy. He would support younger people in journalism like myself or people who had been interns at his office. He was a guy who was a doting grandfather. He was a great and very astute sports fan, particularly basketball. He loved basketball when the University of Maryland, which he never attended, but he was a fan of when they won the NCAA basketball championship in 2002. Bob attended every game, home and away. Amazing he could do this and still be on television all the time and turn out these columns and give speeches and write books. And he was, among other things, the hardest working guy in journalism. There was just nobody like him. I mean, he's going to be so missed, not just by his friends, but by people who benefited from his journalism. Millions of people did.
And that certainly includes us. Fred, thank you so much for taking the time to look back at an amazing career and amazing life.
All right, Greg. Bye-bye.
Fred Barnes, executive editor of the Weekly Standard. You can also see him as the co-host of the Beltway Boys on the Fox News Channel. This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily.